Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. The authorities in Hawaii have admitted that a false alert for an incoming missile attack was issued to more than a million people because an official pressed the wrong button on a computer screen. TV and radio broadcasts were interrupted and a stark warning appeared on residents' phones, telling them to seek shelter before adding, "This is not a drill." The governor of Hawaii, David Ige, has apologized for the panic caused. Bridget Namata, a television reporter in Honolulu, says it's still hard to believe.
It's mind-boggling that we have officials here. We have state workers that are in charge of our public safety, and a huge, egregious mistake like this happened. It's unacceptable, and the state admits that it is unacceptable.
The alert prompted some people to run through the streets or drive erratically, heading for safety. Last month, Hawaii began testing a nuclear attack siren for the first time since the Cold War, following missile tests by North Korea. The head of the French baby food manufacturer Lactalis, which is at the centre of a tainted milk scandal, says it has affected 83 countries across Europe, Africa and Asia. Warren Bull reports.
In his first ever interview, the CEO of Lactalis, Emmanuel Besnier, said distributors have been told to remove all products from the affected factory in northwestern France, which is now shut, amounting to 12 million boxes of powdered baby milk and infant food. More than 30 French children have contracted salmonella from the powder, with one confirmed case in Spain and another being investigated in Greece. Many of the affected families have launched lawsuits after being unhappy about the response from Lactalis. But Mr. Besnier said it had never been the company's intention to hide anything and that every victim would be compensated.
Election documents in the United States indicate that Chelsea Manning, the transgender soldier who was jailed for a massive leak of classified data, is seeking the Democratic Party's nomination for a U.S. Senate seat. Chelsea Manning, who was released last year after serving 7 years in prison, plans to stand in the state of Maryland. BBC News.